you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Willie Harris, third base coach for the Chicago Cubs.
Willie, I want to know this one question. I don't know. I know most of you professional athletes are multi-sport guys at various points in your life. Did you ever compete in any of these summer Olympic sports? Like, if you had to say which Olympic sport you would be closest to viable in at your peak, what would it be?
Neither one of them.
Okay, then.
No track and field?
No, man, neither one of them. I'm a baseball man at heart.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
All right, Willie. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. You're welcome.
All right, thanks. We'll see ya. That's Willie Harris.
I tried. I thought maybe he's like, yeah, javelin.
I wouldn't have seen javelin. I mean, he was a very fast individual.
That's right. Like a hurdles.
Yeah.
Something.
Something like that. Trampoline for me. That's if I had to compete in one right now, which was, you know, if I had to.
I don't mean right now, like at your peak.
No, I'm talking about right now.
Trampoline!
I think trampoline right now, as currently constructed, my body on the trampoline would be.
Get out of the way!
That would.
Stop it! Goodness.
That would be my best chance.
All right, now.
Speaks.
Jumping on trampolines. Good night, everybody.
Very good, Matt. Thank you.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I'm bummed I missed Willie Harris.
He was a delight. He's a lovely guy.
He's always excellent.
Even if he had no Olympic sport to give Dan Bernstein upon request.
Yeah. Well, now I know from Tanny's Open what it would sound like if you did the trampoline. So that's worthwhile.
Oh, but only if Pat Hughes was there to put a cap on it towards the end.
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, for me, it'd be, you know, a lot of times they measure trampoline success by how high you get and, like, how much you do in the air.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, measuring it by how low to the ground I can get the trampoline to go.
Oh, that's a different way of measuring
different
success.
Different way to do it.
Well, competing against yourself.
As I always do.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Trampoline, huh?
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
You got a big pile of sports thoughts that have been just like dying to break free. There's been a lot going on. Mark Leiter's been traded for a pitcher and an infielder for the Yankees system.
Yep. Morrell's gone.
Morrell? Your guy, Morrell.
I know.
You were part of the show yesterday as we lampooned your Morrell love fest.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'll stand by. Yeah. I don't remember what I said, but I'll stand by it.
That's your move.
I'll stand by it.
Yeah.
Unexpected trade, unconventional trade. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, creative, fun trade. We'll get into it as we go. Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts, man. It's been, but mostly Bears. I've been thinking a lot about the Bears.
I know it's
trade deadline day.
I led with the Bears yesterday.
Good job.
Thank you, Dan.
No problem.
But in your absence, Caleb and the scrap. The scrap that was had and him getting feisty and defending his guys. So, I think we'd lead Caleb again today.
Well, listen, sir, far be it from me, but I'm glad that he's not playing in this Hall of Fame game. It doesn't matter. The benefit of playing in the Hall of Fame game is the extra practices, not the extra exposure to injury. And Matt Eberflus said the plan
45 to 55 preseason snaps. That is right in line. Bryce Young had 54 last year. C.J. Stroud had 43.
Eight series C.J. Stroud played over the course of the preseason.
So the Bears are not rewriting anything. They're not doing anything crazy. You know, I tend to come out a little bit more conservative on this stuff when it comes to risk of injury in meaningless football games. But I understand with a new quarterback and a team that's expected to win why they don't want his first snaps to be in that game against the Titans.
Yeah.
But they don't need to do it this early in the season when he hasn't had a bunch of padded practices yet.
I wish he was playing. I think it'd be cool to see him and get a little Bears buzz going in Canton. Just, you know, just for a little fun, one series, hand the ball off. And he would have enjoyed, I think, being out there, as he said, as part of Hall of Fame festivities.
It's okay.
So I was looking forward to it. It's not that big a deal. But I did predict it was going to happen, and I was wrong about that. So we've got that to deal with. You know, when I realized that my prediction was probably going to be wrong, it was this morning when Brad Biggs was on with the Mullion Haw, I believe their show is called.
Yeah.
Said that the last time a starting quarterback started in the Hall of Fame game in Canton was Teddy Bridgewater in 2015. It's been 9 years.
Yeah, it's not something the teams are doing.
Nobody does it.
No.
Yeah.
So
I wish I would have been armed with that information before I made my prediction.
I told you starters don't play in the Hall of Fame.
I know, but
game.
You telling me is not enough.
Okay.
It just isn't.
No, I understand.
I know you're a rational thought provider, but you're also Danny the Musher.
I understand.
Heidi, 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 hi.
Weird trade deadline for the Cubs. They're selling, but kind of buying, but more selling. And Nico Horner's name is attached to some of these rumors. We'll talk to Nico about if his phone's blown up next on The Score.
Mullion Haw, Chicago's number one most listened to sports morning show. 5:30 till 10 a.m.
New Bears safety Kevin Byard live with Mullion Haw from training camp.
What is it about Caleb Williams' presence that makes him different?
This was literally just yesterday, last night, we did our walkthrough. And Caleb wanted to jump into the middle to break it down. So he's like, hey, man, we're all grown men here, right? As we're going through training camp, we're getting a little too sloppy. We're leaving water bottles and towels and all type of things around, man. Like, these custodians have a lot that they have to, a lot of square footage they have to cover around this whole building. Let's try to help them out by cleaning up after ourselves. It's like, man, how are we going to be great if we can't pick up our towels?
Mullion Haw, mornings 5:30 till 10 a.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball's trade deadline today, but a loaded MLB card tonight. I'm Joe Ostrowski here to help you beat the books with BetQL. After a tough loss last night dealing with Paul Skeens, the Astros have a chance to even up their series with the Pirates in H-Town. The BetQL model shows value on Houston as a -165 favorite. I'm Joe Ostrowski. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL and BetMGM apps today.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Today, why settle for any concrete floor anywhere that looks bad with cracks, stains, or a bad epoxy job? At home, maybe it's your garage concrete, your basement, or your patio. At work, maybe it's your warehouse or your retail space concrete. In one day, Comer and Cross will transform your concrete floor and you will love it. It's that easy. Call them now. Comer and Cross operators are standing by to answer gladly any question you have and schedule a complimentary concrete floor inspection. Even their new number is easy. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. A Comer and Cross concrete floor is the gold standard. Look at all their verified 5-star reviews. In one day, they'll repair and prep your concrete better than new. Then they'll install your gleaming new guaranteed Comer and Cross concrete floor. They even take your stuff out of your garage for you. Call them now. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. That's 1-800-NEW-FLOOR or go to comercross.com.
A secure retirement just doesn't happen by accident. When that day comes, what's most important to you? Are you sure to have more money than month? What about unexpected medical costs? Do you want to leave something to the kids or the grandkids? I'm Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know we specialize in these questions and can help make your retirement dream a reality with some of the highest guarantees in the business. Imagine getting up to a guaranteed 12% growth on your retirement income and up to a 30% bonus up front just for opening an account. If you have funds sitting idle in an old 401k or IRA, consider guaranteeing it to secure the peace of mind you deserve. Don't leave your financial security to chance. Take advantage of the highest guarantees I've seen in my career. Call Trajan today, 630-360-9000. That's 630-360-9000. Or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Annuity guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company, DBA in Illinois.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child is not an option. Do you want to maintain the romance without the risk? There's a permanent solution that can help you achieve just that. Consider a vasectomy.
Ooh, I don't know about that. I heard it could be painful.
Yeah, not only that, I heard it was expensive.
These statements may be true for many men, but not the men who choose Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. First of all, our procedures are covered by most insurance plans and flex spending accounts. The best part is, with our experienced surgeons, the procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No needle, no scalpel, and no trip to the hospital. If you're certain your family is complete, do yourself a favor and call Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago today. Or visit us online at www.vasectomychicago.com and read the testimonials. Conveniently located in Tinley Park, Naperville, Arlington Heights, and downtown Chicago at Lake Point Tower. Now with free valet parking. Call us today at 877-877-4VAS. That's 877-877-4VAS.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only...
Leading off for the Perkins and Spiegel Show, number two, Nico Horner.
Nico Horner is on the show with us every Tuesday. And
Nico Horner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico on with Parkins and Spiegel. Oh, man, it was funny.
Nico Horner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair.
Yes.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Hit hard. Pass the third baseman down the line. PCA is in. Bethancourt will jog home. Horner's into second, and the Cubs have tied it up.
The runner goes. The pitch bounced back to the mound. Going to be a tough play for Nico. Running throw to first. He got it. What a play by Nico Horner.
And a line drive. Caught out of the air. Oh, Nico makes a play. What a job by Nico Horner. And Kyle Hendricks impressed, to say the least.
Nico hits a smash. Fair. This is going to tie the game. Listen to the Cub fans in Kansas City. Here's the liner towards center. Diving catch by Nico Horner. Sensational play by Nico.
Can't do much better than that. Nico lays out for this ball and catches this ball mid-dive. He's about 3 feet off the ground when he makes the catch.
Nico Horner with Perkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs trade Nico Horner.
No! That's not...
We don't know that to be true. We just know that he's not there.
And he always is. On time.
Let's not fearmonger here.
Every week.
Tanny can get away with it with the audio. We're not going to fearmonger. He's in Cincinnati. Isak Paredes just walked into the clubhouse. I saw the marquee video. Maybe he's meeting his new teammate.
I'm guilty of fearmongering last week after we spoke to him, remember? A little later in the show, I said, God, I hope that wasn't the last time we talked to Nico Horner.
Hey, you're a real fearmonger.
And now here we are just before, literally just when we're supposed to talk to him. Am I using literally correctly? I think so. And we don't have Nico Horner. This is troubling a little bit. Dodgers, Yankees, Braves, all connected to Nico and trade rumors over the last 24 hours.
I don't like what you're saying.
I don't like it either.
If we've learned nothing about the discourse in America and the world, it's that we can choose our own facts and our reality. So I am choosing to ignore what you're saying.
Okay.
Which is a weird way to do a radio show with a partner that you're normally supportive of, but I am not going to listen to you today.
You're into truthiness, is what you're saying.
Yeah. My version of the truth is that Nico Horner is just a little late in Cincinnati.
Hey, a lot of people do talk shows truth adjacent, you know?
Yeah.
It's a very common way to do this job.
I'm going to pretend like he's coming. This segment with Nico Horner is brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 18 years in a row.
His former Stanford teammate, middle infielder Tommy Edman, was traded to the Dodgers. I thought that would take the Dodgers off the board for Nico Horner. They got one Stanford middle infielder. They don't need another one.
Is there a quota that you're not able to exceed?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what.
But the Dodgers, exceed quotas. I think they defer one of their Stanford guys till after the contract.
I see. I felt a little judgment from you in my tease on are they buying or selling? More selling than buying. These are, they trade Morrell for Paredes, and they trade Mark Leiter Jr. For Ben Cowles or Coles? Do we know how to pronounce that name yet?
I believe it's Cowles.
Cowles. And then Jack Neely.
Yeah, those are two prospects. That's a straight sell.
Oh, but Neely, highly rated, people think major league ready reliever in the Yankees organization. I just looked him up.
Yeah. He might come to the bullpen right now. You're right.
He's 6'8".
Yeah, I read 6'9 somewhere.
How I feel about big relief pitchers like Luke Little, first time I saw him. I was just like, this is my guy. It's exciting. How could you hit a guy that tall?
I remember
Randy
that.
Johnson.
Yeah.
You like small wide receivers. I like big relievers.
You know what it is about these reliever
Neely,
trades?
Yeah. My guy.
That's your guy. All right.
I've never met him, never spoken to him, never seen him pitch. But if he's 6'8 and a relief pitcher, that's my guy.
Did you read about the slider, too, for Jack Neely?
It was a good slider is what I read.
It's a really, really highly rated slider. It's not one of those big sweepers like the Wisniewski sweeper that the Yankees have been teaching almost everybody. It's more of the gyro slider. It's like that straight one that kind of drops a little bit. Yeah, it's much more delicious, in my opinion, against major league contact. But
tzatziki sauce.
It's weird. The reliever thing is just so weird because Leiter Jr. is a scrap heap guy that the Cubs fixed. Success story. Now he goes to the Yankees, and they'll pick up this guy from the Yankees that they'll try to fix. Hunter Biggie, they got and like tossed off to the Rays after they sent Biggie down to the minors. He's going to go right into the major league bullpen for Tampa Bay. You know, like these guys, it's just Nate Pearson, complete cast off for the Blue Jays after they're like, we can't do anything with this guy.
It's
too bad. We'd really like Nate Pearson to do something, but we can't do anything. Or you guys have him. He's immediately into the bullpen for the Cubs, and they'll try to fix him. You know? And Michael Kopech might get
fixed. What's the guy in the Padre? Estrada?
Jeremiah Estrada. That's exactly right. Remember when we had the Q&A with Carter Hawkins? Like, what happened with Estrada? And he said, yeah, it's a good question. We missed that one. We blew that one.
Yeah.
They taught him a split-fingered fastball, and we should have done that. That's what they did with Leiter. Like, bullpens these days, find a dude with a strength and then find a second strength to go with it and plug him in and see if you get any luck.
Because, Leiter's been very good since coming back from injury, and the Yankees are trying to win now. But if you got a guy who could be here right away, who you've got way more control, I mean, Leiter's, 33 years old? So it's a move for this guy can pitch on the team this year. But he's also under control and a lot younger, so he can pitch on the team next year and the year after that and the year after that.
Yeah.
I get why the Cubs made that move. I was thinking about this, and I'm sure you talked a ton about the Morrell trade yesterday. That's a creative trade.
Oh, yeah. That is an aggressive, creative buy at the deadline in a way that, absolutely. That's an aggressive buy. It's creative.
Aggressive, but I don't know that they're not selling at Morrell's peak. Morrell's peak value was before the year, you know, because he did show some deficiencies, to put it mildly, defensively, that a team like Tampa now has information on. And so you had to give up Morrell and a couple of prospects to get the better hitter and the more versatile defensive player, obviously. But I just thought, like, we spend so much time talking about this stuff. We spend so much time asking baseball writers about it, asking Jed about it, asking Carter about it, asking counsel about it, and no one ever floated or suggested anything like that. It was just it was a very creative thing by Jed in the front office. And we'll talk more about it because I want to talk to our next guest, Nico Horner, who is with us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. See, I had faith, Nico. But Shane and Spiegs, they were fear-mongering. And
got
they
scared,
said,
man.
5 o'clock, it's the deadline. Nico's never late. They're like, he's gone. I'm like, he could just be...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Eating. So we're glad you're still a Cub, sir. How are you today?
I am still a Cub. As far as I know, all things good there. Was called into a meeting I was not expecting, so I'm really sorry about that, guys.
You do not need to apologize to us.
Danny's
apologize to the listeners.
No, you're good. But Danny's guess was that you guys were meeting Isak Paredes, who just got there a little while ago. Was that the meeting?
No, I met him briefly on the bus. Where lockers are next to each other, so he's in the lineup tonight, and obviously looking forward to playing alongside of him.
He's a good hitter, right? I mean, he's like Paredes. Like, have you watched him or known him for a while? All-star this year, 31 homers last year, doesn't strike out a lot either.
Yeah, I mean, he's really impressive in, like you said, to be able to hit for power and not strike out. There's not a lot of guys in baseball who do that right now. And, you know, he's got a unique skill set and his ability to pull the ball in the air. You know, it's the most valuable ball in baseball and, you know, something a lot of people work really hard on and never improve at, like myself so far. He's done it at a really high level, in the middle of a lineup and, arguably the toughest division in baseball. So, yeah, impressive stuff from him.
So your locker's next to him. I mean, obviously you'll be a resource. You're a good teammate if he has any questions, but like, what would you imagine? Like where's the bathroom? Like, where, how do you get to from the home clubhouse to the field? Like, what do you think are the challenges coming to a new team in the middle of a season like this?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. If I were to just walk into a new clubhouse, I think kind of the cage flow is an interesting one. So what I mean by cage flow is like what time guys do their hitting routine at. And so it's not necessary. It's never written down or scheduled, but there's kind of an unspoken understanding. And traditionally it goes, you know, the younger guys go first and then kind of goes from there. But like, you don't want to disrupt that. And so I think as a new player on a new team, I'd be like pretty sensitive to that.
Interesting. So when do you hit?
I'm kind of a, I guess I'm a little rogue with that. But I usually am on the earlier end just cause I don't want the feeling of someone like waiting behind me, especially on the road. Cause we only have one cage on the road, whereas at home we have two. But yeah, usually on the earlier end.
All right.
You know, our conversation last week about hitting with you has really resonated all week on the Scores airwaves. Like, people are talking about it, and we've thought about it with different guests and stuff like that. And back to Isak Paredes and Christopher Morel, it's like Morel has not been asked to do the two-strike approach along with the power like we talked about last week. And Paredes is a guy who apparently has a two-strike approach. He's, like, able to go the other way in addition to pulling the ball in the air, like you said. So maybe it's not about teaching it as much as it is about grabbing the mix that you want and putting the right mix together as a team builder. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know if, I mean, we'll imagine we'll learn over time watching him every day, but, you know, if he has a specific change with two strikes or if that's just, you know, a part of who he is as a hitter and he doesn't even have to think about it. And the same could go for pulling the baseball. You know, it's like, when I hit a ball hard down the first baseline, I'm never thinking that way. It's just we kind of all have these like deeply ingrained things that, you know, make us who we are as ball players and, you know, grab hold of those strengths and then improve around the edges and become a good version of ourselves.
So obviously it's a huge day in the industry. Do you text your agent? Are you glued to your phone? How do you process a day like this as we're 2 hours and 15 minutes from the deadline?
I haven't talked to my agent too much. Obviously a lot of big changes around baseball. We've had been a part of some trades ourselves, including Mark today. Those things, there's a lot of guys on our roster who are who could both provide value for our team in the future, as well as also would be good traded candidates. So it's kind of an interesting year in that way and hard to predict. Yeah.
It's got to be kind of emotional, right? Talk to us about Mark Leiter Jr. That's a great success story. That's a dude who found success here and really has thrived and been a big part of your team. And now you got to say goodbye. How did that go for you guys?
I didn't get to see him. We weren't at the field yet. Crazy how that happens, right? We'll have spring training in Florida. I guess we play him in September, so we'll see him then. But you go from seeing someone every single day and sharing a lot of great conversations and competitive games with, and they're gone. And it's kind of the nature of the sport. But you're also, you're sad, but you're excited for him and his opportunity to go to a winner and, close to home for him. Pretty cool on that end. And he's someone who knows himself really well, has a great sense of what he does well, and that'll serve him well going to a new place and continuing his success.
What's the feeling like? We were trying to characterize it. Sellers? That's a sell move, right?
He's contributing at a high level for our team right now. So obviously you'd rather have for today's game and the days to come, you'd rather have him on the roster than not.
Yeah, so it's just it's an odd thing, right? So then when the Morrell news happens and it's during the game, who tells you?
I was just watching whoever was up for us, and Morrell tapped me on the back, and I said something. I didn't really hear him. And then he was like, no, Tampa Bay. And I was like, oh, man. And then we went down under and talked for a bit. And, we'll just always have a ton of love for him. He's one of the – I definitely have a soft spot for – anyone that I played in the minor leagues with at all. It's just kind of have a different perspective on a player's career and stuff. And right after I signed, he was at a short season Eugene, and just, same guy that we've grown to know and love, but just an awesome guy to play with and someone I'll always root for from across the field.
Man, it's just to stay there on the humanity of it for a second, Nico, that's a beloved dude. That's my wife's favorite player. He's just that guy. He's so many people kind of replaced Javi as people's favorite player. And is it jarring to you guys on a personal level? Somebody that you're fond about like that in the middle of a game, it's gotta hit pretty hard in some ways.
Yeah, it is. And he's an emotional guy in a great way. And, it hit him hard. He's been with that. He's a younger player, but he's been with the Cubs since he was a kid, right? Signed at 16 years old. And it's kind of all you know in your adult life. And, he's going to have a great opportunity there. And I think he understands that and is excited for it. But at the same time, it's a special thing to be here with the Cubs. And I think, it's a valuable part of the trade deadline. Even if there's just a slim chance you get traded, just a reminder of how good we have it and making the most of our time here.
You've been a part of that, right? You're around when Bryant gets dealt and has hugs in the dugout before the game, right? I mean, this is like, you probably have a list of experiences on this front already.
Yeah. The 2021 deadline was obviously as extreme as it gets with the strange day. Just it kind of didn't feel real that there was actually a game that day. There was obviously so much else going on. And then when Scott Efros was traded, he was one of my best friends here, and just an all-time teammate, and not someone we were expected to be dealt at the time. And it happens fast, but oftentimes it's also paired with a great opportunity for the guy that's leaving. And so it's kind of bittersweet because you want the best thing for them too.
We're talking to Nico Horner. Wanted to play something here for you. We had to finally have PCA on the show last week, and I talked to him for the radiothon that we're doing for the Cubs for the Cure fundraising event, and it's just been kind of cool to get to know him a little bit over the last couple of weeks. But he was on our pregame show yesterday, and he talks about a convo that you guys had about riding the ups and downs of this game.
It's hard for anybody. I mean, I think that's what makes dudes in this game. You know, the ones that can, you know, day in, day out, not be shaken. Because I think what I found out is that everybody can acknowledge how hard this game is, but it's being honest in that. And, you know, Nico Horner and I kind of talked about being emotionally honest, and he's good about kind of letting you know that he's human, even though you don't see it all the time from him, especially in the way that he carries himself. But no, just being emotionally honest with yourself about you're not the best in the world yet. You want to be the best in the world, but you got to go through the tougher days to get there. And, you know, baseball is baseball, so I think it's just important to recognize that it is hard, and that'll probably keep you. It's kept me afloat.
Thought that was cool of him to share, Nico. What more can you share about that conversation between you and PCA?
I mean, I think Pete's an incredible guy to watch every day because of, you know, any given day he can change a game in so many ways. And I think because of that, there's this feeling of both from himself and from other people of like, wow, this is a true star. And I believe that fully. But there's so much that has to happen in order to be able to live that out on a daily basis. And I think, you know, Pete's really been presented a tough, fun, hard challenge this year of playing every day and playing at the highest level. And I think he's handled it really well as far as his day-to-day responses. And, you know, I appreciate that he's down to have some conversations that take on some tough things, because this game will definitely expose you, as it's done to all of us. And he's kind of a breath of fresh air in a lot of ways, just in, you know, how he carries himself, the swag that he has. And but he's not too cool to, you know, talk about what he's going through. And
that's awesome that he's a breath of fresh air with that energy. And you can tell, dude, on Saturday, that triple off the bat, instantly
insane.
And then
it's completely different,
and right, he runs differently than just about anybody you see in this game. And then the rundown to beat it back to first, and that laugh on his face after, like, that was so. Is it the play that's a breath of fresh air? Is it the attitude? Is it the blue hair sometimes? I'm like, what is it? Everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's not afraid to do things differently, and I think you see a lot of people who perform at the highest level of whatever they do, and there's often something that's that is different or unique about how they're carrying themselves. But you know, you pair that with also finding out how to be the most consistent version of yourself, and I think you got, you know, something really special. And you know, I think the biggest thing is just to continue to improve. And it doesn't mean like a particular batting average or OPS this year, but I think if by the end of the year Pete's in a place where he can look himself in the mirror and be like, yeah, I definitely got better this year, and like, I'm a better version of myself here at the end of the season than I was in you know, the middle of July or whatever it was, you know, I think that's the most significant thing. And hopefully that's true for all of us and how we look at ourselves. But you know, for Pete especially, to make the most of this season from a development standpoint is huge for him and this team, because he's a big part of what we're doing.
Yeah, it's a weird thing he said to us. He was like, yeah, you know, I had to wrap my mind around the fact that they said that anything I contribute offensively is a bonus. I'm here to play center field. That's got to be a tough adjustment.
Yeah, but you've seen that. I mean, the two homer games in St. Louis, dead center on a curveball below the zone, yep. Or, you know, the doubles he had off Zach Wheeler, you know, the series he had in Boston. Like, he's a guy who can – he's not just going to slap the ball around. He's a guy who can impact the baseball and really impact games, obviously on the bases, but in the box too. And it's not even worth, like, putting a ceiling or player comp on him, because – There's so much that he can do that a lot of us just can't, and I'm excited to see that play out.
Is it at all cool to know, if you did know, that teams like the Dodgers, the Braves, the Yankees, those are pretty good orgs, pretty good teams, are linked to Nico Horner in conversations, or just rumors anyway? You're desired around the league, Nico.
Yeah, I don't really believe those things, to be honest with you. I feel like there's a lot of writing in baseball that doesn't really have to do with what's going on. But it could be true. I really don't know the answer to that.
What is going on, Nico? Tell us what's really going on.
What's going on is I'm in a back hallway. Dansby's throwing med balls against the wall. There's a couple cooks walking around. That's what's in front of me.
That's day at a time, hour at a time. Yeah. All right. So when the dust all settles here and you guys still have what, 54 games to play? It's just we can still make the playoffs and we got to do it with what's here. How do you approach the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the trade deadline's not done yet. There's always stuff that happens at the last minute, but I feel when you look at our roster and our remaining schedule, there's no reason we can't be a winning team and go on some really strong stretches. And, you know, that's one day at a time, as we always say, but that's definitely the mentality within this group. It's definitely has not changed at all in that way. And I think, the whole group looks ahead and we're going to make the most of whatever we have.
And Nico, the 2021 Mariners, that team was pissed off when they sold Kendall Graveman and a couple other pieces, and they played their ass off and made the playoffs that year. You know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that happens in baseball.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I imagine for that group, they did it with a lot of pride, too. Like, hey, this is the group that we have, and, you know, we might not have gotten any help at the deadline, but we believe in ourselves, and we're going to make the most of it. And I think that's an awesome attitude and could maybe be inspiring, yeah.
Nico, what'd you do with the 16-inch softball I gave you, and what did you think of the intern I brought down to the field with me last week? Do you think he's going to be able to cut it?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, the intern?
Yeah, the intern that I introduced you on the field.
Peter Hansen. Yeah,
he seemed like a nice young man. Why?
I just want to make sure, like, you think he can cut it. Like, if he's going to step in for me one day, like, are you going to enjoy getting a weekly text from Peter as opposed to the weekly text from me?
We could try it out, give it a couple test runs, and I could report back.
Okay. All right, cool. Appreciate that.
Have him leave me a voicemail, though. It'll be funnier, and it'll be more revealing of his personality if he leaves a voicemail. It has to be at least 20 seconds long.
I'll have him record a voice note for you next week when we're confirming.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
That's a good idea. Like, put him through a combine. Like, we'll test the intern. All right, Nico, we'll see you back at Wrigley, man. Thanks for the time.
All right, guys. Sorry for being late. Appreciate it.
You're good, man. You're good. Glad you're still a Cub.
He's got a baseball player with a life and a schedule.
You guys had him traded because he was 6 minutes late. It's just ridiculous.
Breaking Cubs news. The Cubs trade Nico Horner.
No, they didn't. Wait. Do you have one for Paul DeJong? Because James Fegan just confirmed that Paul DeJong has been sent from the White Sox to the Kansas City Royals. His 18 home runs. I can't believe that Chris Getz knew how to get in touch with Kansas City.
Who did they get back? Bobby Witt?
What are
the Royals doing? They got Bobby Witt Sr. They got the dad.
I take it.
Good genes.
Right? Take whatever you can get. Anyway, I don't know how old that guy is. I do know that Bobby Witt Jr. is 20 for 43 against the White Sox on the season.
He's good. He had a pretty impactful game yesterday.
When's Juan Uribe Jr. going to come and save this franchise? I'm waiting.
You'd got to wait for Bobby Witt III at this point.
We've got a Bears report from Chris Emma, including Matt Eberflus's explanation as to why the starters aren't playing in the Hall of Fame game. Next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.